This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And is it a great harbinger, a forecast of more great days for Republicans who are running for Congress, who are running for the U.S. Senate, and yes, the President of the United States? There is reason to believe, looking at the most recent polling, looking at the most recent results from two special elections, both of which were won in overwhelming fashion by the Republican candidates. The Republican candidate running for Congress in Wisconsin won by 14 points. Now, it was a Republican district. But in California, yeah, that's right, ultra-Democratic California, the Republican Mike Garcia won by 12 points. It's a big deal, or a big beep deal, as Joe Biden was once notorious for saying. We will get to that coming up with Molly Hemingway. She's written a provocative piece for The Federalist about the coming red wave, and red as in Republican victories. But first up, there is a deeper question about what the country is going through, that if you're like me, and I think many of you are, not everybody, but I am sure you have engaged in conversations like this. If you believe, and I do very deeply and in fact completely, that there is a God who controls the universe, then it's reasonable to ask, what is God trying to tell us through the coronavirus? And there's a big AP story based on a poll. The headline says, poll, U.S. believers see message from God in virus. And the story reads, the coronavirus has prompted almost two-thirds of American believers to feel that God is telling humanity to change how it lives, a new poll finds. The poll was conducted by the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. And the poll indicates that people everywhere and in every religious tradition are searching for a deeper meaning in the devastating outbreak. Of Americans who say they believe in God, which is over 90% of Americans in all polls, it's over 90%, it's sometimes over 96%, say that we believe in God. But of those who say they believe in God, 31% feel strongly that the virus is a sign of God telling humanity to change, with the same number feeling that somewhat. Which group in society is most likely to believe that it's necessary to find a message in the virus and that God is sending us a message to change? Let's say evangelicals, of course. And in addition, black Americans were far more likely than those of other racial backgrounds to say they feel the virus is a sign that God wants humanity to change. And black people are more likely to believe that regardless of education, income, or gender. 47% of African Americans say they feel that strongly, compared with 37% of Latinos and 27% of white Americans. Now, that might reflect some of the statistics, the other statistics that everybody reads about all the time, that suggest that this pandemic, which hurts everybody, has been particularly painful for the black community and for the Latino community. And in terms of unemployment, the one group in America that has suffered most racially so far from the unemployment explosion has been Latinos. And Latinos have a higher unemployment rate than either blacks or whites. Overall, 82% of Americans who say they believe in God say that of those people who believe in God, 82% say their faith or spirituality has grown stronger as a result of the outbreak. Just 1% say it has weakened, which is fairly remarkable. Elsewhere, they have another number from this poll. They ask people, if you believed in God before the pandemic, how many people who believe in God before the pandemic say they no longer believe in God? 1%. How many people who said they were non-believers before the pandemic say they now believe in God because of the pandemic? 2%. So this doesn't really shake people on whether they believe in God or not, but it does seem to, if anything, push people more in a believing direction. That makes sense, of course, because normally a knowledge of mortality, recognizing that you don't live forever, that death is a reality in human life. Someone close to you passes away. I know for many people, it pushes you in a more religious direction. I think for most people, it works that way. What's fascinating to me is there have been a number of pieces, both by believing Christians, by the way, one in Christianity Today and one in The Atlantic, that say that no, you can't attribute this coronavirus disaster to God. And Jim Dennison writes a piece in Christianity Today. He says, a prominent church where I live put up a billboard that drew citywide attention. Is the coronavirus a judgment from God? This is the most common question, writes Jim Dennison, I've been asked since the pandemic began. And he says it's easy to quote the Bible in support of such positions, from plagues in Egypt to the destruction of Jerusalem to the book of Revelation's prediction that the world will be judged with pestilence. That's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, after all. He says, however, these are not those days. We can know this for two reasons. He says, first of all, biblical judgments through disease are supernatural in origin. They don't make any logical sense. This has an entirely natural scientific explanation. And second, he says, biblical judgments are against specific sins and sinners. No specific sins, he writes, cause this virus, nor are those who are afflicted with it more sinful than the rest of us. God loves the Chinese people just as much as he loves Italians, Koreans, and Americans. He loves the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions just as much as he loves the young and the healthy. One fact that this pandemic emphasizes is that we are all part of one race, the human race, and we are all in this together. I do think that is an important message and a real message, and good for Jim Dennison for advancing it. But I don't think that saying that this is not punishing specific sinners doesn't take away the idea that there has been a destructive attitude, destructive behavior, decisions, aspects of the culture, aspects of the way we live that may have contributed to this crisis. So, what about my personal belief? I do think it is possible to look for a deeper, a divine message from this pandemic. And I'll tell you what I think it is as we move along this hour. First up, we're going to talk about another form of judgment, the judgment of the electorate, which seems to be moving right in a Republican direction. Talking to Molly Hemingway coming up.
Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, in a new piece in The Federalist, Molly Hemingway points out, and we've posted her piece at our website, that before the elections that took place with sweeping Republican wins in both Wisconsin and California, that before those elections took place, there were folks like those over at the 538 who said, watch these elections, they could give you an indication of a gigantic Democratic wave election in 2020, just like in 2018. Well, not so fast, because the Republicans won one race by 20 points, the other race, pardon me, by 14 points, the other race by 12 points. Big Republican wins in both states. So, Molly, you don't believe that the cake is baked already, but Molly, who is senior editor of The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College and a Fox News contributor, you don't feel this cake is baked already, but you believe it's, I don't know, to continue the metaphor, in the oven?
Certainly. I just think it's interesting that we are told so many months in advance to expect huge Democratic victories. It's very similar to what we were told in 2018. And that kind of messaging really is powerful in terms of depressing certain voters and not depressing other voters. And it seems to be the type of messaging that we hear from the media regardless of what the facts on the ground actually are. In this case, you had them saying, looks like we're going to be headed toward a blue wave, and these two races are a strong indication. And then it turns out that Republicans pick up their first congressional seat in California since 1998, and that this Wisconsin seat that had been rated as a toss-up was won decisively by the Republican. And you don't hear those same media outlets that said that if this went blue, that it would be a huge, huge deal. You don't hear them talking about what it means. But even in the midst of all that we're going through right now, these big Republican victories suddenly don't mean anything at all. Who knows what will happen in November? But we do know what happened when there was a real poll taken. And what really happened is Republicans won big.
And part of the message, it seems to me, is that strong candidates matter. I mean, Mike Garcia, a Latino Republican fighter pilot, Navy fighter pilot in a Navy town, because, well, Southern California, generally great affliction. I mean, think of San Diego is really the Navy town. He was in L.A. But Mike Garcia was a very strong candidate. I think Tom Tiffany was a very strong candidate. That still is an equation that works, in other words, right?
It's important that they're strong candidates. There were also issues in play that helped each of them in California not having any other ballot issues, and having a very motivated Republican and independent turnout for Garcia was huge. It's not necessarily the case that we'll see these things happen in the future. But it's also true that if things really were as horrific as we're told they are in the media day after day, there's no way that either of these candidates would have won. You know, it's not just about Republicans or Trump. It's also about their messaging about how supposedly nobody in the country wants to reopen the economy. They only want to be in perpetual lockdown. If that were true, these races would have gone a different way as well, since that was an issue in these races. And it just is a warning that people should be very skeptical when they hear spin about what's going on in terms of national sentiment or local sentiment, and they should focus more on what's actually happening when voters come to the polls.
Okay, one of the things that we were talking about earlier in the show today, and it's something that I know because of your best-selling book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. With the charges against Joe Biden, and Joe Biden saying that if people believe Tara Reid, I wouldn't vote for me, they shouldn't vote for me. With all of that going on, don't you think when we have the next Supreme Court confirmation, it's a little bit less likely that they'll try to pull a Kavanaugh on whichever woman the president nominates?
It was always going to be less likely that the same exact operation would be pulled on the next nominee as was pulled on Kavanaugh, even though Kavanaugh itself was a repeat of the Clarence Thomas operation, on which note, there's a documentary on Clarence Thomas that will be airing on PBS nationwide that I highly recommend. But I don't think that you should in any way assume that there won't be some type of operation against whoever is the next nominee by a Republican, by Trump or another Republican, particularly if that nominee is going to be replacing someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or someone who is viewed as particularly helpful to progressive causes. If it were important to do it in the case of Kennedy, who was completely moderate, it would be even more important to destroy whatever nominee would replace someone who's more beloved by the left. And they have shown consistently that they are interested in running these types of campaigns, and I think it would be very foolish to expect them not to do it in the next nomination scenario.
Don't you think that in the, and it's not an unlikely event at all, given the age and health of some of the members of the court, if there is a court opening between now and Election Day, that it helps President Trump a great deal?
It would help him, and it helped him so much in 2016 with voters. I think 1 in 4 voters who voted for him said that the Supreme Court and judicial nominations in general, that was the reason why they voted for him, and they were doing that when they had no idea what he would do. Turns out it's probably his greatest success is the nomination of not just 2 Supreme Court justices, but several hundred circuit court judges. And this is something
absolutely
very
right.
important to a lot of voters. So now they know he's good at it, and it'll be even more motivating to them. It might be motivating to the other side as well.
Well, the other side is going to go simply crazy. They're going to bring up the, quote, bloody shirt of Merrick Garland again and again and again if something like that happened. What about President Trump dealing with a situation if the economy has not even begun to recover by November of 2020? What is the president's line?
Well, this is one of the things I think is so interesting about what we're seeing in terms of voter sentiment right now. I just saw a poll showing only 12% of Democrats are prioritizing reopening the economy versus 62% of Republicans. There really is a partisan divide on this issue, and I think it's partially related to whether that issue helps President Trump or not. I think people understand that President Trump's greatest asset over the last few years has been the strength of the economy. Some people had openly discussed their hope that the economy might falter just for political prospects. And so I think their thinking is that if they can continue to depress the economy, it might redound to their benefit in the November elections. Where I think that might not be the case is, A, I'm not sure I believe the polls showing that so many people want to keep everything shut down perpetually. But B, when you think about strengths and weaknesses, I think Donald Trump has a huge advantage when it comes to voters thinking he cares about economic health.
And not only that, the enthusiasm gap, which we have been talking about this week, is huge in Trump's favor. Molly Hemingway, her column about the coming red wave, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show. If you missed anything in today's broadcast, or if you want to check out our show archives, which go back over 5 years, consider becoming a MedHead now at MichaelMedved.com. We got some special deals going on right now. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click the MedHead banner, and subscribe.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's terminating the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs. The world needs answers from China on the virus. We must have transparency.
The former Minneapolis police officer seen on video kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who died in custody after pleading that he could not breathe, was charged on Friday. The former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, was charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter after the office gathered enough evidence to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The arrest comes after nights of looting, rioting, and protesting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVid History Store by becoming an annual MedHead member. Join at MichaelMedVid.com.
And right now you can get a 33% price cut benefit. Reduction in the cost of that annual membership. If you just put in, when you sign up for a MedHead membership, you put in Spring 40. You bring it down to 11 cents a day, and then you have that 50% off access to anything from the MedVed History Store. Go to MedVedHistoryStore.com or MichaelMedVed.com. Molly Hemingway, who was just on, mentioned that there was a documentary, which I know is going to be terrific, on Clarence Thomas, that is going to be airing across the country and through PBS, I believe. And features, of course, cooperation of Justice Thomas. And that's a piece of work by an old friend of mine named Michael Pack. And he was mentioned today at the president's press briefing. And Michael Pack has just been appointed by President Trump, and it's a great appointment, and I salute the president for doing it. Michael has been appointed to be the new head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which is the voice of America and other media outlets that are supposed to tell America's story to the rest of the world. Remember Radio Free Europe from years ago? Well, this is very important. And the thing about Michael is he is a patriot. And he would tell America's story in a way that glorifies this country as it deserves to be glorified. And that, of course, makes him controversial. There are some scurrilous charges from the Attorney General, not of the United States, but of the city of Washington, D.C., that have been launched at the last minute. And I just wanted to give a little shout out to an old friend. Michael and I collaborated on a show for PBS years ago, 1995, called Hollywood versus Religion. Michael is an honorable, patriotic, enormously gifted and creative guy. And by the way, Michael is business partners with his wife, Gina, and they have three outstanding kids. This is a really, really great appointment. Okay, I wanted to pay off something that we were talking about before, which is this whole idea that many Americans, and maybe you're one of them. If you are, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. Believe that God is trying to send us a message through something as big as this pandemic. And one of the problems with a lot of the answers that I've heard is that that might apply to the United States, but this is not just a pandemic in the United States. There are other parts of the world that have suffered far, far more than America from this pandemic. One of the things that I've heard is that, and this from a serious thinker, actually, is that in Jewish tradition, one of the seven commandments that apply to all human beings, whether you're religious or non-religious, Jewish or Christian or Muslim, whatever, one of the seven commandments of the sons of Noah has to do with not eating animals while they're alive. I know that sounds gross, but it's basically some kind of kindness recognition of animals. And if this really did evolve, this entire pandemic, because of eating live bats or eating other live animals, which is what goes on in those wet markets. Well, okay. The problem is most of the world doesn't do that. And the one thing that I think particularly for the United States, which has always been a God-haunted country, our leaders always, including leaders who weren't conventionally religious, believed that America had a special destiny, had a special instrumentality involving the Almighty, a role that we were going to play. And the idea that something like this would happen would derail our booming economy, I mean, clearly there is a message in here somewhere. But it's not a message, as Jim Dennison was talking about, to punish a specific group of people, because this really does cut across all groups. I think that part of the message that I would take away from this, and I've thought about it a great deal, has been that there is simply too much causeless hatred, sort of free-floating hostility and anger and nastiness in our society recently. And something like this should give us perspective to pull back from that a little bit and to see other people as our fellow citizens and our brothers and sisters and cousins and people who are connected. And this actually does have a reference in Hebrew scripture, because according to traditional understanding, there was a specific sin for which the second temple was destroyed. It was wiped out. And Jews were exiled, and the exile lasted for 2,000 years. It was a terrible, terrible punishment to a whole people. And the punishment was for not the sin of murder or idolatry or sexual immorality. It was for the sin of what is called sinat chinam, which means causeless hatred. Just hating people who aren't you. And this level of hostility, and by the way, that was proven historically, because while Jerusalem was under siege by the Romans before they took the city and they burned the temple to the ground, Jewish people were killing one another over political disputes. And the point was, hey, get serious here, guys. Now, America's not going to be wiped out by the coronavirus, but a lot of people's hopes and their lives have been greatly disrupted, and they've lost and lost and lost. And maybe the message is, look, the political disputes that we have that are supposed to be the worst ever or the most dangerous ever or the most devastating ever, very often those political disputes, when you put them in context, they aren't over that much. And I do think it's very, very dangerous in our country to have this basically instinctive hostility to somebody who disagrees with you. And you see it on all sides. Do I think it's worse on the left? I do think it's worse on the left. But it's plenty bad on the right as well. It's something we can do better. There was a very famous response about how you get forgiveness for this causeless hatred. And it was from the first chief rabbi of Israel, whose name was Rabbi Kook. And he said the only way you can get forgiven, you can repair causeless hatred, is with causeless love. In other words, rather than just automatically hating someone because he disagrees with you, you automatically love him, even if he disagrees with you. You love him because he's your fellow creature of God. This, by the way, goes to the most famous verse in the entire Bible. The most famous verse in the entire Bible is love your neighbor as yourself. In the book of Leviticus, it's cited later directly by Jesus in the New Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the question is, why does it say as yourself? Why not just say love your neighbor? And the answer is because it's a specific thing. You don't need anyone to urge you to love yourself. You love and care about yourself automatically. It's causeless. That's what we need to do about our neighbors. Yeah, love your neighbor the way you love yourself, in an automatic, not forced manner, just because it grows out of you as a decent human being, and God willing, a patriotic American. I'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show. If you missed anything in today's broadcast, or if you want to check out our show archives, which go back over 5 years, consider becoming a MedHead now at MichaelMedved.com. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click the MedHead banner, and subscribe. We got some special deals going on right now. The cost of becoming a MedHead subscriber, about the price of a latte per month. And when you're a member, you get access to all kinds of premium features, hundreds of Michael's one-minute commentaries, Tomlin's take, two podcasts, and a whole lot.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
And the music that traditionally ends our week, it's traditional Sabbath music for Jewish people around the world. And Jewish people around the world are already in the midst of a holiday, which is why what you heard today was material that we had just taped for this show. It's the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, which means weeks. It's the Feast of Weeks in the Bible. It's the Spring Festival holiday. It's associated with the giving of the Ten Commandments. And it's a joyous time because the season, even in the midst of a pandemic, joyous for me because we get to walk over to see our children who live in the neighborhood and basically have some time together to celebrate the season and better things ahead. For people out there during the weekend who are looking for some entertainment, we also have for you some of the latest from Hollyweird. Okay, the big movie that is released today is probably The High Note, which is a romantic comedy. And it's very notable because it's about a singer, famous African-American singer, who is in a career funk. She's not exactly clear where she's going to go. It's played by Tracy Ellis Ross, who is the daughter of somebody named Diana Ross. Yeah, but the character she's playing is not Diana Ross. It's Tracy Ellis Ross, who is a star in her own right, and who basically has come to rely very heavily on her young assistant, who has aspirations to be a producer, played by Dakota Johnson of the 50 Shades movies. Listen.
I think it's time I record a new album.
I mean, that's one plan.
What am I supposed to say to her?
I'm just a personal assistant, but I love to produce your music.
It's really bleak out there for middle-aged singers.
In the history of music, only 5 women over 40 have ever had a number one hit.
Okay, and will she do it? Well, this won't be a number one hit, but it's solid. And that's Ice Cube you heard there, who's actually very good in a supporting role playing the manager of the featured singer. The problem with the film is that Dakota Johnson is just not much of an actress. She's not much of a personality, and the film really centers around her. She wants to produce work, but then she gets involved very directly with another aspiring singer, and she's conflicted between her desires for a career and her desires to pursue romance. And you just don't end up caring about this character at all, because Dakota Johnson, I'm sorry, is not an effective or compelling screen presence. There is a twist at the end of the film that is pretty clever and may catch you by surprise, but it's not a twist that really makes a great deal of sense. The movie's rated PG-13 for some brief sexual interludes and references and a bit of harsh language, but it's probably suitable for most viewers over the age of 13. 2.5 stars for The High Note. No, not exactly the highest note, but solidly in the middle. Next up, we have The Vast of Night, which is billed as a science fiction film, but it's only tangentially the case. They set the film up brilliantly because they have an introduction that recalls almost perfectly the old Twilight Zone introduction. And it's that kind of film centering around a young guy in a fictional small town in New Mexico in the late 1950s. And it's played by Jake Horowitz, who is excellent. Sierra McCormick plays a sort of pal and hanger-on of his. The young guy is an aspiring radio talent who bills himself as the maverick on the air in this small town station. And Sierra McCormick plays a high school kid, 16 years old, she's in real life 22, who spends most of her time as a switchboard operator. Listen.
What's going on, Everett?
We got a sound we'd like to play that seems to be bouncing around the valley tonight.
They've come here before. They've liked this place. They always have.
Get in! It's outside of town! Come on, come on, come on!
Okay, this is a film festival favorite, particularly at the Slam Dance, no, not Sundance, Slam Dance Festival. And it is an amazingly well-made film. It should be a great calling card for everyone involved. The performances are terrific. The sense of menace and magic is thick in the movie. It's exactly the kind of film you'll want to watch. It is released streaming everywhere through Amazon Studios. And you will want to watch it actually in the dark. Of course, it is meant to recall, with the New Mexico setting and the time period in the 50s, some elements of the Roswell visitation. But the film sort of lets you guess, is there anything real here? Or is this just a question of fearful older people and younger people who are determined to get to the bottom of the story? The conclusion of the film is not wonderful. It leaves you wondering about what really happened or what the film is really saying. But you've spent, meanwhile, some close to 2 hours actually living with these characters and caring about them. I would not be too surprised if there is some kind of sequel or redevelopment of those characters in the future. It's rated PG-13 for just the briefest use of harsh language, and I guess partially because of the sense of menace. But actually, I think that younger people who aren't creeped out by a film of this nature could enjoy The Vast of Night. 3 stars for The Vast of Night. There's also released today a documentary that has gathered all kinds of attention, and it deserves that attention. It's the work of a guy named John Hyatt, who in the Michael Moore tradition, though with completely different ideological leanings, actually takes you through the film and through his family. He has become concerned that his little kids, and he has 3 young boys, are spending so much time on screens. And then he notices, yeah, my wife and I do too. The film Screened Out is about the dangers of screen addiction.
They want your information, or they want you to be constantly checking your screen, because they make more money when you do that.
Just decide on where you want your attention to be focused. In the real world,
or in theirs.
That's John Hyatt, who is a very sympathetic guide through this world he's taking you through. The film is engaging, and it's even important. I think people who watch it may even change their lives. And probably should. Everybody in our current world who spends time on screens, particularly the handheld screens, I think will be impacted by it. There's an amazing appearance here by a guy named Sean Parker, who was actually one of the co-founders with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. And he says, no, of course they are deliberately trying to get you addicted. The film also explains the similarity between these video devices, the screens that we all use, particularly the iPhone, and slot machines. Now, how is that? It takes you on a psychological journey to show you the connections. There are all kinds of experts who appear in the film as talking heads. It's well edited and impactful. The only problem with the film is the very, very best documentaries tell a story, or they take you on some kind of a journey, and you're going from point A to point B to point C. This is just a film that keeps throwing information at you, and nearly all of it says, you know what, I maybe should take a look at how much of my life I'm giving to my device and to my screens. John Hyatt gives you a very strong sense of his commitment to his family, and his family seems actually charming. The film is unrated, includes some utterly chilling scenes of little pre-verbal kids, maybe 2 years old, handling tablets very effectively, more effectively than I can. But that's not a surprise. Because of that lack of a story or a through line, 3 stars for what will be a film that is not only entertaining, enlightening, but also should be important. 3 stars for the impactful and engaging Screened Out. It's not officially rated. Even though it's about kids to some extent, it's not for kids. And it makes the important case for some perspective, which is kind of the whole point of the Sabbath, of a Jewish holiday weekend, which we're going through. And I hope you get added perspective and joy next week in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth. Right now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.